It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Bad guest time.
Oh, God.
Podcast.
To hell, man. What are you doing?
Podcast.
Yeah?
Daylight come and me want to podcast.
Come, Mr. Podcast.
Podcast me banana. Daylight come and me want to podcast.
6 foot, seven foot,
8 foot, podcast. Daylight come and me want to podcast.
All right, so we officially have zero listeners.
That's right.
Now.
Everyone's like, all right, I'm done with that. What's Kiki? You're rubbing your butt on the...
Come on.
What are you doing? Come in here. Why can't you come in here? We're doing the podcast.
Yeah.
You want to do... You want to do the podcast with us?
Come hang out with the podcast for a
podcast,
second.
Podcast.
It's a podcast.
We wrote a song. Ready?
I already heard it. No.
Podcast.
You don't. I don't. I already heard it. It's fine.
Podcast. All right. So we do this new thing on Fridays
okay.
Because it's a lot easier than thinking up a topic every single time. So It's Five Facts Friday. What we do is we do five facts and we do five opinions on these facts.
Okay.
So it's just kind of free form. We kind of, you know. Mm-hmm. Rapid fire using improv, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So do you want to do some facts and opinions with us?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. First fact, chameleons don't change their color to blend in with the environment. They do it to communicate with each other.
No way.
That's not right.
Horseshit.
Horseshit.
I'm calling it.
I thought it was a predatory, like to
it absolutely
or,
is.
What if the environment changes to blend in with the
chameleon? Are you high right
Never
now?
Never thought of that.
How high are you right now?
Right,
you know,
right.
And
just kidding.
Trees chirp, I'm telling you.
Yeah, who are they communicating? Like,
well, other communities.
You know why?
I know, but what?
It's BS.
Different colors, maybe different moods. Maybe one's, you know, the sexy outfit.
You know why?
It could be for breeding purposes,
Yeah. I mean, it's peacocking.
It might be for
peacocking.
Both.
Yeah.
Might be for both.
It's got to be for both. If it's for communication at all, it definitely has to be for disguised.
Here's your answer. Why are they changing the color of something that's right next to them?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
You know?
It's like, so there.
Yeah.
It's like, unless they're telling one, hey, change colors where you're at right now.
Just some dumb scientist trying to be cool.
Yeah. He's trying to take away everything we've learned about
this. Let's get to number two.
Next.
This one sucks.
Next.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, that scientist sucks.
We read this one this morning. Cockroaches are repulsed by human beings. If they come in contact with one, they run away, hide, and try to wash themselves off.
Bullshit.
Oh, cockroaches?
Yeah, dirty-ass cockroaches.
Well, we don't like you either, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. We're repulsed by you.
Hey. Frick you, cockroach.
Yeah, right.
You son of a bitch.
You know, it's kind of like what I said this morning. Or it could just be because, we're like 80 times bigger.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a cockroach in real life?
Yeah.
I've seen a cockroach.
Not like the really, not like
big,
the really big ones.
Though. No, not like the huge, like, Australian cockroaches, which are like big.
Massive.
Yeah. Yeah. But they try to wash themselves clean of us. No, they don't.
Yeah. What if they're like the cleanest animal out there? And to be fair, though, too, humans are disgusting. Like, we're filthy.
They're getting their shells polished.
Yeah,
you know?
Nice and shiny.
Nice little turtle wax on that shell.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, I don't blame them because how many people I know that don't wash their hands after the restroom? It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. And don't cockroaches live to like 400 years or something ridiculous?
Well, first of all, cockroaches live in the most disgusting places.
Mm-hmm.
So how are they like trying to wash themselves of us when they live in our homes?
It's what's disgusting to them.
I guess so.
You know, maybe, trash
maybe
is wonderful.
Maybe it's greasy hands, you know? But
like
who's touching a cockroach and then putting it back down?
I do all the time.
If a human has touched a cockroach, it's probably going to be killed.
Yeah.
You know,
or the cockroaches
are
like, God,
cockroaches out there.
We live
That's
in
what I
filth.
Know.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
live in filth. We need to even this out. I'm gonna clean myself.
I'm gonna clean myself.
All right, next.
God, his room is a mess, but he is just sparkling clean. Love it. So yeah, it's a mating thing there too. The word trophy comes from the Greek word tropan, which refers to body parts that soldiers would cut off in battle to celebrate their victories.
That makes sense.
Whoa.
I believe that.
Like so a scalp?
A scalp. You'd know about God. That, you savage.
What, you scalp somebody?
No.
Jeez.
He's referring to my 17% Native American.
Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? Hey, how are
you? You know?
Yeah. I don't know. If you were to cut off a body part in battle, so let's say you won, and you get and you're going to cut off a tropion, mm-hmm. What part would you cut off?
Straight
what part
up. Of Lorraine Bobbitt, man, just lop off that wiener.
But then you got to touch the wiener though, Hunter.
Yeah, yeah. He must like to touch others.
Hunter's gay.
I'd go for the head. You go for the head.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's a big thing. Did you hear about that conqueror that died because of a severed head? So he took, I'm trying to think, you know, I'm going to look it up real quick, There's another fact.
Just give us a synopsis.
Okay, yeah. long story short, this guy, like this badass, like conqueror guy, he cut off the head of one of his enemies, had it strapped to the side of his horse, the tooth scratched his leg, ended up getting infected, and he died.
Oh my gosh.
From a tooth of a dead guy's. Yeah, that's a freak accident there. So I'd think twice for that head. You know what I'd cut off?
That's freaky,
well,
man.
Well, I wouldn't have my body even near it.
Yeah.
I'd bag it.
You'd bag it? You'd put
it
in a burlap?
If you're going to travel with it, you got to bag it.
Burlap sack.
Yeah, burlap sack all the way.
Yeah. just a head swinging around. I would cut off the pinky finger.
The pinky?
And then wear it as a necklace?
Yeah. I'd have all these pinky fingers around
my
neck.
Speaking of severed heads, I just thought of this. My grandpa was a radio engineer in World War II, and he also took photographs for the military.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
And so he's got a bunch of pictures.
Awesome.
They were walking through the jungle, and literally like walked through this patch of bushes, and it was a group of, I don't know what ethnicity they were, but holding the head. Holding the head,
oh
just right
gosh.
There.
And
the guy, the guy's got it.
It.
Yeah, he's got a picture. So he's got him by the hair, and literally, like from me to you, snap picture. It's hung up in my dad's garage. If you're ever over,
my gosh,
but it's one of those pictures you look at and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm over at your
cow.
Dad. I'm over at your dad's garage all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Good God.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, big O.
Yeah. God, I'm always making jokes about your mom. Now you got Kiki talking about banging your dad.
Ah, my parents are just really just
sluts is what they
no
are.
No one said anything about banging his dad. I just said I come to the garage every once in a while. You
hand
know?
Hand
just
gibbers?
Just for chit chats.
Oh.
Lord have mercy.
Oh.
Yeah, tea and
chit chat. Tea and chit chat. Good God.
It doesn't even like tea.
It's ridiculous.
He likes my tea.
He could. What does that even mean? That doesn't mean anything.
I don't know, but I have to go now.
Where are you going? We got two more facts. We got two more facts.
All right.
Two more facts.
Well,
all right. the only state with two Federal Reserve banks, Missouri.
Really?
Oh. One in Kansas City and one in St. Louis.
Look at that. Look
St.
At
Louis
that.
Sucks.
Missouri
I hate
for
St.
The
Louis.
Win.
Yeah, but St. Louis sucks.
Who cares about that?
Yeah. I know. Does that, what does that, does
how
that mean?
How many Federal anything? Reserves are there?
Well, there's one in
each state.
There's
so
one
52?
In each state. There's 52.
Yep. Wow.
Weird. Or, yeah. No, 51. 51.
Yeah.
We're good at math.
Sweet, bro.
We're good at math. I don't see what the point is having two in Missouri. Why do they need two? One in St. Louis and one in...
Yeah. Why are they so special?
But again, Missouri's a great state, but I hate St. Louis. St. Louis sucks.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just a crap
Kansas
hole.
Kansas City is much better.
Oh, Kansas City is a bomb, man.
Never been to either.
Kansas City barbecue.
Yeah.
Nothing like it.
The Power and Light District.
Yeah,
oh, so much fun. Yeah, Kansas City's baller, man.
We'll
it's
have
a good
to go.
Time. Yeah,
we'll
go
check
there.
It out.
I ain't going with you.
Let's go to a Royals game or a Chiefs game.
Ooh.
There you go.
Watch that. Watch that dork Mahomes throw a football around.
Yeah. I will.
He's a
hurt
dweeb.
You.
He's such a dweeb.
You're a dweeb.
You're a dweeb.
He could beat you up.
No, he's not. He's not a dweeb.
Shorty.
You know what he is? He's jealous. That's
short
what he
legs.
Is.
What am I jealous of?
Hey, start
he's
calling
better
him short
than
legs.
Aaron Rodgers.
Short legs.
Once he wins, I'm not even listening. You shut up.
next.
All right. Here we go. Last fact. Last opinion. When NBC wanted Al Michaels.
Al Michaels.
Who's that?
In Monday Night Football.
I'm guessing he sounds like that?
Yes, yeah, he does.
Like Kermit the Frog a little
fantastic.
Bit.
Fantastic.
When they wanted Al Michaels to be their play-by-play announcer for Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football.
Let me try.
Do
Sunday
it.
Night Football.
That's pretty good.
My wife does it, too.
No, that was not good at all.
My wife does it, too, but she does it more like Sunday Night Football.
So he was under contract with ABC. ABC is owned by Disney, and they agreed to let him go if NBC would give them the rights to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. That's an earlier character Walt Disney drew in the 20s, and NBC had the rights, so they made the deal. So they traded Al Michaels.
What is this, like a draft?
For
what is
Oswald?
This?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oswald the Lucky Rabbit? I don't think I've ever...
For a cartoon?
Yeah. God, how about that? Al Michaels
You've
got traded
for
a cartoon.
For a fictional character.
Oswald The Lucky Rabbit. I have no idea who that is.
Can you imagine that negotiation? How that negotiation went down?
Yeah, do you think Oswald had any say in it?
Yeah. Come on, you guys.
It's basically a creepy Mickey.
Yeah, it's a rabbit version of Mickey. And then you have the... Yeah, that's all it is. It's Mickey with long ears.
Yeah.
Oswald sucks.
Stupid. What a dumb trade.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. We got Al Michaels out of it,
that's
though.
That's true. Wait, who'd we get?
Al Michaels.
Al Michaels.
Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football.
Yes.
Your voices are the greatest. Do Al Michaels being an Australian.
On Sunday Night.
Hold on.
Sean, no, I don't know how to do that.
I don't think I can do it either.
Oh, my gosh. That's really hard.
Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football. I can't. I have no idea.
That wasn't bad. I heard it a little bit there.
Sunday. I have no idea.
I can't multitask my voice with,
this is the greatest thing
accents.
I've ever... This is just...
On NBC.
He's straight up Kermit the Frog.
Yeah,
I swear to God.
He does, and it's gotten more, I think, in his age.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do
it.
And
then
you
fun.
Got Chris Collin. Oh, my God. That was ridiculous.
And then Dick Vitale.
Yeah, Vitale.
It's awesome, baby.
Oh, God. Oh, his gosh. Voice is gone.
I could be around for a couple more minutes.
What?
But I'm going to finish this game.
Who's the best announcer ever? Ever.
Go ahead. I got the answer.
You got the answer?
Would it be like Harry Carey?
Hey, Steve. Hey. It's a great day for baseball.
Harry Carey's good.
Chicago.
Not as good as mine, though.
Tall, cool Budweiser. I know who he's going to say. And he's going to do the impersonation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, the best announcer of all time it's got to be John Madden, because John Madden is the best announcer ever. Hey, I do Ace Hardware.
John Madden with the drawn screen.
And a fox cadoodle.
Oh, my God, dude. He would just scribble all over that screen. You see what he did here is he just circles around.
And he ran around, and then he came back.
And then boom.
Hey.
I love it. All right. Well,
I gotta go.
Thank you for staying.
I have important fun and games to plan.
Is this your first podcast? I think
nope,
it is.
It's the second, third, probably
guess,
third.
I guess the other
Thanks,
two weren't.
I guess I'm not rememberable.
Rememberable?
Not memorable.
And you're not smart either. All right. That's five facts, five opinions for a Friday. Don't forget to explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found this amazing podcast. Yes, I said amazing podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
You can also catch Kiki this Sunday.
Oh,
she's giving her own plug.
It's Hair and Gun 80s music all morning long.
Hey, Hair and Gun. Boom.
It's way cooler than that song, though.
I
swear.
I wish I
6 to 10 a.m. Hair and Gun.
I wish
80s
I was a chameleon and I could change my color
long.
To a middle finger for both of you.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.